Watching the gaming industry collapse upon itself has been incredibly eye-opening, and seeing everything happen between NVIDIA, AMD, and even all the DRAM manufacturers like Samsung, Micron, and SK Hynix really goes to show that a lot of what we're seeing right now is going to be just the beginning, because when the bubble actually bursts, things are going to get even worse. In fact, we're already going to be seeing it get worse in this year and maybe even into the next, with massive rumors going around that NVIDIA is no longer going to be producing the super class versions of the 50 series cards. And even then, their 60 series cards as well will no longer be available next year. They're going to have to delay that as well. On top of that, speaking of delays, it looks like Valve might in fact have to delay the Steam Machine on top of that, even though yesterday we saw that AMD said that they are in fact on track for spring this year. Everything is going to hell in a handbasket faster than you can actually imagine. Not only have we seen massive tactical espionage action between major conglomerate corporations like SK Hynix and CXMT, which are Chinese manufacturers of DRAM, we've also seen major players in the game literally going around and redoing contracts for companies and corporations, or even then just removing the contracts altogether and charging companies 70% more for the RAM that they need in the first place. This entire scenario is not a good sign, and even then, watching those same exact executives like Jensen Huang go around and say like, oh, AI's not going to replace everybody, you guys. We're not going to go ahead and invest $100 billion into OpenAI. We never promised them this kind of money. We're just going to go ahead and take a step back and make sure the bubble doesn't actually explode across the actual planet. But even with all of that happening later on in today's video, it looks like things are going to go from a really weird direction. And it turns out the one place nobody ever expected could be the one thing that begins forming the cracks in this entire scheme economy that we're seeing right now with AI. And the rise of Chinese memory may be exactly what we need. Because according to Tom's Hardware, leading PC manufacturers are considering using Chinese memory chips, report claims. HP, Dell, qualifying CXMT RAM, Acer, and Asus are asking Chinese partners to source locally made memory chips. Here's where things are going to get real crazy. If these companies like HP, Dell specifically, who were sold a bill of goods with AI in the first place and admitted that AI is not helping them sell PCs, and also Acer and etc., move to CXMT rather than Micron, SK Hynix, and Samsung, we could be seeing a massive play happen, not only in Asia, but in fact across the world. Remember that those three major companies, except CXMT, were the ones going around and causing companies to in fact pay more for their long-term agreements and pay more for DRAM, calling people DRAM beggars. And then on top of that, they went through and were raising the prices across the board. And what's even crazier about this too is CXMT was also the corporation that got caught in actual espionage of other companies, where Samsung employees were feeding CXMT on how to make 10 nanometer wafers for DRAM in the first place. This is where things are going to get really wild and crazy, because all of this leads right back to exactly the one thing that these companies need: more RAM across the board. But it isn't just RAM that's having the issue and major companies moving to CXMT with that possibility. It looks like the copper in your coolers is also facing a crisis. Because according to PC Gamer, they tweeted this. Oh great, now copper prices are surging and threatening to make PC hardware even more expensive. With the article saying this, PC Hardware YouTube channel DeBauer has posted a video covering surging copper prices and explaining the potential impact on PC hardware, and it's not good. No, I'm not gonna say the word peeps. I want to know what millennial in fact wrote this. As a millennial myself, I'm cringing at the sight of this right now. Roman Hartung, who fronts the DeBauer channel, is also CEO of PC cooling specialist Thermal Grizzly. In that capacity, he's directly involved in buying 12 nanometer thick copper plates, which are used via CNC manufacturing to produce items such as water cooling blocks for graphics cards. Harding says he attempted to make a routine order for the plates back in October. Normally, the copper plates are shipped out within a few weeks of placing an order, but this time he was told a price couldn't be confirmed and delivery would not be possible until February. Another supplier said they could deliver the plates, but at a 40% higher price than before. All right, come on. What is enough gonna be enough? I'm honestly sick of this right now. First it was the gold, then the silver, then it was the RAM, then it was the GPUs, then the CPUs. Now you guys want the copper blocks that we use for our AIOs? It's enough. I'm sick of it. I truly am. These companies and corporations are doing everything they possibly can to feed more money into the AI beast. And the problem is, there's no way to satiate the hunger for this thing. Every single time we see it, it in fact gets worse. And not only are we seeing it happen to all the components, we're seeing prices increase to every single component across the board. And it's even started to creep its way into the consoles as well. Even though PlayStation is saying, hey, we're good until next year, who knows what'll happen with them due to market conditions, because they've already raised the price before. And you can bet your sweet Bippy that they're going to probably do it again as well. More than likely before the end of the year, around November, when everybody goes to buy something, even though we saw record lows of sales across the entire gaming industry because things are just way too expensive and nobody can afford them. And you know what really gets my goat, what grinds my gears, what makes the veins in my neck bulge out on a consistent basis? And don't worry, I've seen the comments. A lot of you guys are asking how vascular I am. And when you ask that question, you're not talking about my forearms, by the way. It'll be in the OF that I'm going to be opening up pretty soon. So just keep an eye out for that, because the way things are going, I might have to open up an OF to even buy the goddamn Steam machine, so who knows? It's the fact that there are companies literally going around and doubling down and tripling down still on this AI bubble, even though there's been no return whatsoever and no revenue being made at all from all of these IOUs being traded back and forth. Everyone's been calling this out from the beginning. NVIDIA has been the actual puppet master behind all of this, and it looks like even them on their own space are going to be the ones that are going to screw you as a customer, because it turns out the next set of GPUs aren't even going to be released. Oh yeah, here we go. According to WCCF Tech, NVIDIA reportedly won't launch the RTX 50 Super Series this year. The GeForce RTX 60 Rubin is also delayed due to memory shortages. Man, I can't wait for Jensen Huang to get up on stage and talk about how the 6070 is in fact a 5090 with the same kind of raw compute performance, even though he's just going to say that it's because of DLSS 4.5 adding 6 generated AI frames between one actual frame, and the rasterization isn't even close, and the VRAM is going to be basically cut in half the entire way. I can't wait. We're going to get a three-peat, boys. We're going to get a three-peat. First it was the 4080, then the 5070, and now it's going to be the 6072. I'm calling it, baby. 3 for 3. Let's go. But you know what? It looks like there's going to be more to the article here, so let's go from there and find out what NVIDIA is in fact actually planning. According to the article by WCCF Tech, it says this: the DRAM supply shortage has forced GPU manufacturers to revise their roadmaps, leading to significant disruptions in many future launches. At this year's CES, we saw no talk about next-gen consumer GPUs at all. And the main reason is simply that getting the necessary chips has become difficult. Now, according to the information, NVIDIA has, quote, no plans to launch a new GPU this year. And more importantly, Team Green is also slashing production of the current Gen 50 series, implying that the upcoming quarters will be difficult for gamers. With the article continuing saying this: we knew that NVIDIA's next major GPU launch was the RTX 50 Super Series, according to initial plans. It was slated for a showcase at this year's CES. However, early reports suggested that Team Green might have pushed the launch into Q3 2026 due to the DRAM industry situation. Now it seems we might not see any consumer GPU from the company this year. This would mark a major shift in the client segment, given that NVIDIA and AMD have been following an annual product cadence with consumer GPUs for several years now. NVIDIA's next-gen RTX 60 Rubin series, initially intended for a late 2027 window, will also miss the mark as the lineup becomes a victim of DRAM supply constraints. Remember back when NVIDIA was like, we're not stopping the 5070 Ti, guys. We're still going to produce everything. All those third-party companies and AIBs, they're just crazy. They're cuckoo and la cabeza, you know what I'm saying? Don't listen to them. We're still going to support our gamers. Well, it turns out that was a lie. Thank you, Maury. I appreciate that one. Yeah, this is going to go in a way that everybody has been, in fact, expecting and how people have been calling out. And all the lies from the corporations and all the stuff being said, they are literally just singing their own choir and praising on deaf ears. We know what's happening. We can see the writing on the wall. They are going to, in fact, dump whatever they can into AI, and NVIDIA will keep pushing this bubble till it gets close to bursting, pop it, and then have Jensen walk away with a golden parachute and leave everybody else empty fucking handed. So NVIDIA is basically, like I said before, just lying to you and to us directly every single time. Oh, we're going to keep making GPUs for you guys. No, they're not. Oh, we're going to make sure AIBs are covered. No, they're not. They're going to go ahead and remove the VRAM from the boards and then make the actual AIBs go ahead and find their own VRAM to put on the chips to sell to you. Oh, we're not going to raise the prices of our GPUs. Yes, they are. They're literally screwing the AIB board partners in the NVIDIA's buyback program as well. Everything being done is to squeeze out every red cent out of everybody's pocket, whether it's an AIB, whether it's another company, or even then just having NVIDIA grow to a $5 trillion to $6 trillion market cap on a consistent basis. But you know what's crazier about all of this? You know what's really even more insane? Is that NVIDIA had the gall, the audacity, the testicular fortitude to go and make a statement about this to Insider Gaming. And you won't believe the statement they actually said. With Insider Gaming tweeting this, NVIDIA has provided the following statement to Insider Gaming. Quote, demand for GeForce RTX GPUs is strong and memory supply is constrained. We continue to ship all GeForce SKUs and are working closely with our suppliers to maximize memory availability. Boy, I wonder whether you've heard that one before. Oh, I remember just a few weeks ago when NVIDIA said the exact same thing about the 5070 Ti. Do they think? They don't think. That's the problem. They don't think. They're just going to keep making those same PR statements and lying to your face. Trying to find a 5070 Ti at MSRP is impossible. They're either sold out or double the price, or even then, triple the price sometimes. This is ridiculous. And what's even crazier is it's not just NVIDIA that's being impacted. It's everybody else across the board. Because it's not just NVIDIA doing this, it's not just PlayStation, it's not just Nintendo, it's not just the copper in our water blocks for our AIOs, it's not just SK Hynix, Micron, and Samsung. It turns out that AMD, who has massive contracts with every single other game manufacturer, is also doing this as well, because they are, in fact, as I've said, NVIDIA's cousin, and we see their play happen over and over again. They've been prioritizing 8GB cards for consumers rather than the 16GB cards, which really, come on, what are we doing here, guys? They could have been the one place where they would have said, you know what, we're still going to support AI because their shareholders are going to ask about it, but they can still provide good consumer products to everybody who wants to upgrade right now at a decent price and still give them what those customers need. It's just ridiculous, because clearly, since AMD is also part of this as well, it turns out that the Steam Machine could be in fact delayed because of this. Thanks! I hate it here. According to Tom's Hardware, Valve delays Steam Machine and says it's reconsidering pricing. Critical component shortage and costs are behind the move. Oh, come on! Really? The one device I've been actually looking forward to get my hands on, and even the controller and the Steam Frame to finally get to play a lot of VR games, they're gonna go ahead and delay it? Come on! Oh, brother! I'm sick of it. I'm honestly sick of it. And the pricing. Well, at least Valve had some good fucking reason to do this. But it turns out there could be even more reason about what's actually going on and if the Steam Machine is actually going to be delayed. So let's take a look at the article and see what was actually being said. With the article from Tom's Hardware saying this, when Valve unveiled the Steam Machine and Steam Frame in November 2025, many expected them to arrive during the first quarter of 2026, even though the company hadn't given a specific date yet. However, it seems that this is no longer the case, as Valve said on its blog that the current memory shortage is forcing it to push back the planned launch schedule and look at the pricing for the living room PC console. And this flies directly into the face of what I reported on yesterday, where AMD's Lisa Su even said that the Steam Machine is in fact on track to ship again earlier this year. So what is in fact even happening? Did Valve have an issue with AMD and the hardware being put out? Did they have a concern about the actual cost of memory or even DRAM or VRAM that AMD is trying to use and charge Valve for? Who honestly knows? But there's more, because here's Steam's direct quote. When we announced these products in November, we planned on being able to share specific pricing and launch dates by now. But the memory and storage shortages you've likely heard about across the industry have rapidly increased since then, Valve said on the Steam hardware blog. The limited availability and growing prices of these critical components mean we must revisit our exact shipping schedule and pricing, especially around Steam Machine and Steam Frame. But you see, there's more to the actual blog post that was done by Valve to even figure out what is in fact happening. Is the Steam Machine actually delayed? Well, maybe not. It turns out that the delay wasn't in fact for the device itself, but actually the announcement of what the device would cost and when it was going to be released. Here in fact is the quote from Steam's own direct blog. Our goal of shipping all three products in the first half of the year has not changed, but we have work to do to land on concrete pricing and launch dates that we can confidently announce, being mindful of how quickly the circumstances around both of those things can change. We will keep you updated as much as we can as we finalize those plans as soon as possible. So here we are. Not only is the AI bubble impacting everything from all of our hardware to even our coolers, our RAM, our storage, and our GPUs, but it's now impacting every other piece of technology we're trying to get our hands on, because clearly this is in fact a massive problem. Watching Nvidia still do this on a consistent basis, watching AMD follow suit, watching all of this collapse in front of us is not a good sign, and it's not going to be a good sign for the next generation or even the next year of PC gaming or even console gaming as well. We're going to be seeing price increases even further, and we're going to be seeing a market correction, which really means a massive collapse. And that can be a good thing and or a bad thing, depending upon how you want to look at it so far. But in my opinion, I think if you're going to be gaming, grab yourself a Steam Deck as soon as you possibly fucking can. Because even though this is a bit older from what we see right now, and the ROG Ally X exists, this thing is going to be the one thing keeping you company for a very long time, depending upon what in fact happens. And it's gotten so bad that Valve had to cut the LCD model and only the OLED is available. So just a heads up when you go to grab one. I've been wanting to get my hands on a Steam Machine since the announcement, and even the Steam Frame as well. But the problem is the pricing, the concerns, and the shortages impacting everything across the board, and this really stupid play these companies are trying to do to force us into cloud streaming services. No, I don't want it. Yes, I'm going to keep my desktop for as long as humanly possible. And no, I'm not going to pay $1,200 for 32 gigabytes of RAM. You can take that RAM yourself, turn that sumbitch sideways, and put it straight up your candy ass. It's incredibly ridiculous watching companies like Nvidia lie to us directly, saying that they're going to keep putting out GPUs, then do the opposite in actual practice. How AMD is trying to restrict everything, yet also dump the same amount of money into the actual AI bubble as well. And not a single C-suite or CEO or even shareholder is watching, as the entire bubble can in fact burst in front of them and have them lose everything. Hell, if you've even watched the stock market the past couple of days, you might even be sweating bullets at the amount of money just being tossed away and literally evaporating on the face of the earth. But I think right now is a prime time for companies like even Intel to capitalize on a starving market where people could in fact go out and get affordable GPUs that operate on a good scale and even have some pretty decent driver support. Literally, the door is open, but you can't even have that happen because Intel gave a bunch of their stocks to Nvidia too. So it's all just one giant Ponzi scheme and it's just going to fall apart. Basically, this kind of feels like Enron. Does it feel like Enron to you guys? Are you old enough to remember Enron? Yeah. Enron or the dot-com bubble. I am too old, and I lived through too many of these disasters. That explains a lot. But you know what? I want to know what you guys have to say in the comments section down below. Are you going to be getting a Steam Machine? Do you care about the price or even the release date? Or are you going to be switching from Nvidia to any other company as well for your GPUs? Or are you going to do what I did and go back to retro gaming? I want to hear what you've got to say. And speaking about what you have to say, here in fact is the comment of the day from yesterday's video. With Darkzone UL2MX saying this, PC and Steam and GOG is all you need. Sorry, just my opinion. Brother, how can it be an opinion when you're hanging out like Dylon in Making the Ban? I spit hot fire. I'm too old. Dylon. All right, listen, that's enough. I love Chappelle's Show. It's such a great show. You should definitely go back and watch it if you haven't seen that show or if you're too young to catch that. I spit hot fire. All right, anyways, look, if you want to see more of this kind of content, though, more PC port reviews, gaming news, Steam Deck videos, fanboy content, and even live streams every Saturday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, subscribe to the channel. We're on our way to 107K. If you want access to the Discord or most during live streams, become a YouTube member. It's as low as a dollar. If you don't want to spend the buck, don't sweat it. Just show up Saturday nights, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the channel, as I wear a banana suit and get insulted by about 800 people with AITTS. Once again, Saturday nights, 8:45 p.m. Eastern. The live stream here is insane. You don't want to miss it. Oh, and also, just for a quick reminder, if you haven't checked out my second channel, please do so. It's called Oh No, It's Alex Gaming. The link to that is in the description down below. No, I will not be doing more of my ASMR daddy voice. That's not free. Well, it could be. With all that being said, though, thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you have a great one, and I'll see you gooners next time. Peace!